Good morning, everyone. It's okay to hear me, right? Okay, before I read the scripture for today's sermon, let me remind you the setting for this Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was standing on the north hillside of the Sea of Galilee, with green grass and flowers around. 所以我们简单的来回顾一下登山宝训那个背景，就是耶稣是坐在一个加利利海北边的山坡上，周围绿草如茵，鲜花盛开。Jesus gave one of the most impactful sermons, known as the Sermon on the Mount. 所以耶稣在这个时候呢，给了这个登山宝训的信息。If Sermon of Mount is about anything, 如果说你要问登山宝训是关于什么的话，it is about the truth of Kingdom of God. It is about what it means to be a citizen of His Kingdom. 如果说你问登山宝训是关于什么，那么它就是关于天国的现实。 天国的真理，它是关于天国的每一个公民应该如何的生活。So in the particular session of Sermon on the Mountain, Jesus was addressing a lot wrong understandings of the law of Moses and how these misunderstandings led to the wrong choices on their life. 所以耶稣在这个登山宝训上，他指出了很多在当时的人，犹太人对于摩西律法的错误的理解，也指出了这些错误的理解所导致的对他们一些错误的一个生活。So for example, they understand law against the murder, but they think murder only apply to the actual or physical killing or murdering somebody. But Jesus said, no, if you have a heart full of hatred, you already violate the law. So, 耶稣在这里讲到，就是我们讲禁止不要杀人的时候，他已经指出不单单是杀人这个行为，是说你如果内心充满了憎恨，你已经犯了杀人了。Same you know, when they interpreted the law against the adultery, and they only mean, you know, the physical act of adultery. But Jesus said, no, if your heart full of lust, you already commit the adultery. 所以耶稣也同时指出，犯奸淫不是光是指实际的。 你的实际行为犯了奸淫，而是说，当你的内心充满了情欲，充满了这个淫欲的时候，你已经犯了奸淙。So on and so forth. So today we will get to the last part of the sermon. We will talk about Matthew chapter 5:43 to 48. Let's read together. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. 你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. 只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。That you may be children of your Father in heaven, He causes sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rays on the righteous and the unrighteous. 这样就可以做你们天父的儿女。儿子因为他叫日头造好人，也造歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collector doing that? 你们若单爱那些爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏，不也是这样行吗？ And if you greet only your own people, what are not What are you doing more than the others? Do not even pagans do that? 你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？ Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. 所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。So today, our topic is loving as God loves. 如神一样的爱。It is a very hard topic today, loving as God loves. So last week, we talked about turning the other cheek. I don't know if you still remember. It's a very famous verse, but it's very hard to do. 所以上周我们讲了说是你要把另外一个脸转过去给别人打，当别人打你右脸的时候。So remember, Jesus wasn't throwed out justice. He said, sin has its consequences. But, and also, everybody knows Jesus himself died on the cross to pay the penalty of sin, right? 所以我们说当我们说是以德报怨的时候，耶稣并没有抛弃所有的正义，也没有说罪孽是没有后果的。那么耶稣自己也为我们的罪付上了最终的代价。What Jesus challenged was at that days, use the law of retribution as an excuse for personal revenge. 所以耶稣在这里指出的他并不是说我们要忘记所有的正义，而是说很多人用这个法律来作为个人报复的一种借口。But God calls us to let go of the anger, let go of the hatred, and seek peace. 所以上帝要呼召我们的是放下我们的怨恨，放下我们的仇恨，寻求和平。So today, we are going to dive deeper into turning the other cheek. 我们今天就要来看看如何真正的以德报怨。We will discuss the powerful source, the powerful loving source to allow Jesus' disciple, every one of you, to give love generously, and we will learn how to love as God loves. 所以今天呢，我们就要来看，我们能不能找到一个源泉，可以慷慨的来给别人一个这样爱的一个方式。我们如何来学习像神一样的来爱？ So first, what is love? The word love in the ancient world expressed a variety of attitudes, emotions, and behaviors. But in our daily lives, love is often based on what? Feelings. 所以在古代的时候呢，爱这个词表达了各种的这个态度、情感和行为。而在我们目前现代的日常生活当中，爱往往是基于感觉或者是某种感受。So love is one of the words that is both very familiar but and also very complex. So it can mean so many things. 所以我们讲到爱的时候，这个词的时候是非常的熟悉，但是也让我们觉得是非常的复杂，它没有办法用一个字一句话来表达。Love is, it can be a very strong feeling of care, fondness, and attachment towards somebody, towards another person. In romantic love, there's often a very strong physical or emotional attraction, a desire for closeness and intimacy. 所以我们知道爱可以是一种非常强烈的关心，一种喜爱，一种依恋。而在浪漫的爱情当中呢，它也可以是一种强烈的身体和情感的吸引，一种亲密的关系。 So in our daily life, love is very often based on feelings. So we are drawn to those who make us happy. We will lean to return our affection. And it's so easy to love those who are lovable. Right? 所以我们在日常生活当中呢，我们总是爱是基于某种感觉或者感受，我们非常的容易去爱一些容易爱的人。So that's why the scripture said, we can love those who love us, and we can greet only our own people. 所以我们是怎么样，在圣经当中，耶稣指出我们单爱那爱我们的人，我们单请弟兄的安。So this is our definition of love. The Bible introduced a different kind of love. We got agape love. The love is selfless and unconditional. It puts the other person's needs before our own, even when it's difficult. 所以在圣经中介绍了一种不同的爱，这是上帝的爱。这种爱是无私的，是没有任何条件的。他把别人的需要放在自己的需要之前，即使这么做，非常的不容易，非常的困难。John 3:16, I believe everyone are very familiar with this verse, but sometimes we will forget the true meaning of this verse. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. 约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。 So principle number one, the key to understand God's love is the word gave. In John 3:16, God the Father gave his son, and the son freely gave his life so that we might live. That is the profound nature of God's love towards us, and it becomes the example of the sacrificial love that we can have for others, including our enemies. 所以理解上帝的爱，关键的这个词就是给予。天父赐下了他的独生爱子，而他的儿子耶稣基督无偿的去献出了自己的生命，以便我们能够活下去，我们可以有永生。这样耶稣对我们的深厚爱意，也成为我们可以将这样的爱来牺牲的爱给别人的一种典范，包括我们的仇敌。 Romans 5:8, But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:10, For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? 罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且记着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。 Principle number two, God's love is a motivating force that includes emotional attachments and personal feelings We are so engaged in our enemies' lives that we are used by God to reconcile them to Him and to bring them into alignment with God's will for their life.
上帝的爱是一种激励的力量，它包括情感的依恋和个人的感受。我们如此的关注我们仇敌的生活，以至于上帝利用我们来使他们与神自己来和解，并使他们的生活符合上帝对他们生命的旨意。
Love is a choice. Now we know what is our definition of love, and God, agape love, unconditional, selfless love. It's a big gap in between. Love is a choice that we make. Love is not all about how we feel. We can choose to do good for others even when we don't feel like it. As we act in love, our feelings often catch up with our action. So this is an amazing thing.
爱是我们做出的一种选择，所以爱它不单单是一种感受。我们可以选择为他人做好事，即使我们并不想这么做。当我们出于爱而行动的时候，我们的感觉，我们的感受，往往会慢慢的跟上我们的行动。
So God's love is all about giving, as well as a motivating power to reconcile us to Him. But we regard love almost absolutely as a feeling.
所以上帝的爱是给予，是一种激励我们与他和好的一种力量，但我们几乎认为或者把爱看作是一种感受，一种感觉。
So what we need to understand is, biblically speaking, love is a choice we make. So here is a conversation we normally have with myself and Jesus. So Jesus telling us, listen,That person who hates you or curses you or persecutes you, I understand every feelings you may have against them. Our daily life, maybe the neighbor, maybe the co-workers, maybe random person, stranger, insulted me or anyway, but I'm feeling...Jesus said, do good for them. Do good to them. I'm telling you to bless them, to pray for them. What are you going to say? What I will say, Lord, I can't. Because my heart is still full of hatred. I'm angry. Jesus will say,It's okay. I understand the feeling, every feeling you have, because I went through the path of cross. I know that. But just do good to them.
所以我们来想象一个对话。耶稣告诉我们说，那个害你，那个恨你，咒诅你，迫害你的人，我理解你对他的每一种的感受，我知道你内心的每一种的体会，但我告诉你，你要对他以德报怨，你要对他做好事。我告诉你，你要祝福他，你要为他祷告。你一定会回复说，主啊，我没办法做，我的内心还是充满了仇恨，我的内心还是非常的生气。但是主耶稣说，我理解你的感受，我曾经背着十字架走了十字架的道路，我知道你的每一个感受，但是你要对他，你要以德 回报他。
So the Bible tells us, love is a choice, not just a feeling. We can choose to do good for others, to extend our kindness and compassion, even when we don't like it. Sometimes our feelings may not cooperate. We still feel hurt, angry, and resentment towards somebody. But by choosing to act in love, as we practice our love, our heart will be softened. The amazing thing will happen, and the genuine care for others will start to grow. You see, you need a step forward, one step, very small step. Take action to love.
所以圣经告诉我们，爱是一种选择，它不单单是只是一种感受，一种感觉。当我们选择为他人做好事，表达我们的仁慈和同情的时候，即使我那个时候还是内心充满了受伤、怨恨或者是愤怒，但是当我选择以爱的方式行事的时候，即便还是很困难，但是我践行爱的时候，我的心会开始变得柔软，对他人的真诚的关怀就会在里面，在我内心里面慢慢的成长。
So when we actually love enemies who hate us, who persecute us, we will find our heart changing towards them.
所以当我们真正的善待那些迫害我们、憎恨我们的人的时候，我们发现我们的内心也开始了变化，这个是一个非常了不起的事情。
So, principle three, loving someone means unconditional commitment to an imperfect person in which we give ourselves to bring the relationship to God's intended purpose.
爱一个人意味着对不完美的人无条件的承诺，我们奉献自己，让这段关系能够达到上帝预期的目的。
So here are a couple keywords. Unconditional commitment to who? Imperfect person, which is very hard to love. Maybe it's not lovable. And bring the relationship to God's intended purpose. So whatever it is that God has designed for our various relationships, we give ourselves to them unconditionally. This relationship can be a love commitment to your husband, or loving commitment to your children, or to the neighbors.
所以上帝为我们设计了各种不同的人际关系，我们都要无条件的为他们来付出和摆上。尽管这种的关系可以是跟丈夫的关系，跟孩子的关系，跟邻居的关系等等。
It will look differently as we give ourselves to people we don't like or who don't like us.
所以把自己奉献给那些我不喜欢或者他们也不喜欢我的人的时候，情况会有所改变。
But what we are asking in each of the relationship is, what does God want for this relationship? You ask, what does God want for this relationship? And how can we best give ourselves to bring it about? Those are the two questions. It's all about God's purpose on this relationship. 所以当我们把每一种的关系带到神的面前的时候，我们来求问神，上帝，你对这个关系有怎样的期望？我怎样才可以更好的来奉献自己，来实现你在这段关系中的目的？ So this is the love as an action. So when you do this, it's with this kind of guidance that we can give ourselves wisely and maturely, even to our enemies. Principle 4. There are two important clues to reason why we can and must love as God loves. 1. We have a new heart of love. 2. We have an endless supply of God's love by which the new heart can continually pour forth love. 所以有两个重要的线索来解释为什么我们必须也能够像神一样的来爱。我们有一颗充满爱的一个新的心。我们有无尽的神的爱，这颗星星可以不断的来倾泻，来倾注我们从神而来的爱。Let's read two verses together. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.以西结书36章26节，我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。 Acts 15:9 He did not discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith.使徒行传15章9节，又记着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们和我们。So both heart of love, new heart of love, new spirit of love, and endless supply of God's love make us able to love as God loves.一颗充满爱的心心和神无尽的爱的供应，让我们能够像神一样的去爱。So to love the way Jesus loves means our full obedience to God's will for our lives, the continuing transformation of our personal, corporate, and family life.And our dedicated outreach to the world around us. 像耶稣那样的爱意味着三个方面，我们完全的服从上帝对我们生活的意愿。第二个，不断的改变我们个人、集体和家庭的生活。第三，是致力于接触我们周围的世界，能够把我们的爱传达在我们周围的世界里面。 So what is the full obedience to God's will? Living according to God's will for our lives is about seeking His guidance through prayer and scripture study and allowing Him to transform us from the inside out.按照上帝对我们生活的这个旨意来进行生活，就是通过祷告，通过每日的读经来寻求他对我们的指导，并让他的爱从里面，他的生命从里到外的来改变我们。 What is personal transformation? So this transformation starts with ourselvesAs we grow in our faith and understanding of God's love, we become more patient, kind and forgiving. We begin to see the good in others, even those who are difficult.
所以个人生命的转变是从我们每一个人自己开始，随着我们对上帝的爱的信心和理解不断的增长，我们变得更加的耐心、忍耐、善良和宽容。我们开始看到别人身上的优点，即使那些难以相处的人。
So what is reaching out to the world? Reaching out to the world around us can just involve volunteer times or resources, volunteer our time or resources to those in need. Just showing kindness to strangers or simply sharing the message of God's love with others.
所以什么是向这个世界，向我们周围的人来传达神的爱，我们可以愿意为有需要的人来提供我们的时间或者是资源，向陌生的人表达善意，或者是与他人分享上帝的爱。
So we have the whole picture biblically or theologically, you know, how can we love or loving as God loves. I want to share my experience, my story, my personal story, how I, through the sufferings and the pains, understand how to live out God's love. In 1996, at age of 27, 我在这里我做一个个人的见证。1996年的时候，那时候我27岁。I became the CEO of a very famous futures trading company. 我成了一家期货交易公司的 CEO. Through introduction of the president of the Shanghai Metal Exchange, a very successful and wealthy couple become one of my company's clients.
就是经那个上海金属交易所总裁的介绍，有一对夫妻，就是他们非常的富有，也非常的有名，成为了我公司的客户。
So they are very well known in the business community in Shanghai back that time.
他们在这个上海是非常有名的，在这个生意界或者是商界是非常有名。
In August 1996.The wife, Mao, I hope you can remember that, wanted to borrow 4.5 million yuan from me to pay off her company's loan and with a promise of paying me back with the new loan the bank will release to them immediately.
所以在1996年8月的时候，这对夫妻的妻子，她姓毛，来跟我借450万。她说那个时候呢，银行的这个借款要做一个周转，所以呢，她说很快的，等银行归还了借贷，还给我的银行给她新的借款的时候呢，她就会把这笔钱还给我们。
So I believed in their financial strength, and so I agreed.I lent them 4.5 million from the company, and she gave me her company's check dated future days, which is 7 days later. And she said she promised you can deposit the check after 7 days.
所以我当时其实是非常相信他们的实力，经济实力，我相信他们不会有问题。所以呢，从公司就借了450万给他。那么他呢就把他公司的支票呢就是给我们，他开了一个7天以后的这个支票，说你可以存到公司里面去7天之后。
But when the seventh day, my accountant told me the check was bounced. The check bounced. And the reason of the bounce was not insufficient fund. the reason response is the fake seal. Maybe you don't understand the seal, but in China, you have to use the company stamp instead of signature to endorse the check. So, 在第七天的时候，我的会计呢告诉我，这个支票跳票了。跳票的原因并不是说账户里面没有钱，而是因为他用了一个假的印鉴章，就是法人章是假的。So I was very, very angry about this. It was obviously a deception because no one would make a mistake with the company's seal, just like no one will make a mistake with their own signature. 所以我当时非常生气。生气的不是说你账上没有钱或者是怎么样，是因为他用了一个假的支票，假的印鉴商的支票给了我做一个抵押，所以他从第一天他就不准备去支付这个支票。So you can obviously see from day one, she didn't intend to return this money to me. So the first thing I did is I transferred 4.5 million from my own account to company.To make sure there's no damage for my company. So then I started a very torturous debt collection journey. 所以呢，我第一个做的事情是什么呢？就是把我自己账上450万打到了公司，确保公司没有任何的损失。然后我就开始了进入这个要求赔款的这种痛苦的历程。Okay, so as usual, they made all kinds of excuses so for why they couldn't pay me back. And sometimes they hide from me, and sometimes they invaded me. 所以呢，就跟很多躲债的人一样，他们有制造了很多的借口。他们有时候逃避，有时候就是藏起来不见我，也有时候不接电话。So 6 months later, I could only ask a lawyer to file a civil lawsuit. But my lawyer told me the company that issued the check has been closed out. So basically, there's no defendant for my case. I cannot file the civil lawsuit anymore. 所以六个月之后呢，因为我本来想通过个人的沟通让他把钱还给我，但是六个月之后我只能去通过民事诉讼。但是民事诉讼以后，我的律师告诉我，他就是签发这个支票的公司已经关掉了，所以我没有任何的主体可以去作为我的被告。 So in around February 1997, I start file a criminal reportfor this case. But the Shanghai Republic Security Bureau, they told me, so this case cannot or did not constitute a fraud or cannot file a criminal case. 那么在1997年2月的时候呢，我就开始寻找一种就是刑事的方式去设这个 case 是一个诈骗的 case， 因为它是用假的这个印鉴章。但是呢，上海的这个刑事就公安局说这个案件呢不构成刑事案件，因为它里面有一些民事的成分。So when I was close to the despair, I almost like hopeless. I cannot find a way to have justice for this case.So a friend recommended the district prosecutor office. I thought there was finally hope and justice could be served. 所以当我已经走投无路的时候，我有一个朋友介绍了一个检察院的人，就地方检察院的人。所以我当时很开心，因为我想，哦，终于有了一些这个希望，然后呢，可以这个公正的来对待这件事情。So, But however, I didn't know this was the bait. This is the bait they prepared, waiting for me to take the bait.
但是我并不知道这个是他们这对夫妻所准备的鱼饵，要让我这条鱼去上钩。
So I thought the prosecutor officer was helping me. After I handed them all the original documents, they locked me up in jail. And I was changed from a platform to a defendant. Can you imagine?
所以当我内心还是很相信这个法官，这个检察官会来帮我伸张正义。但是当我把所有的文件的原件交给他之后呢，他就把我关进了这个看守所。然后我就从一个原告变成了一个被告。
So when my mother found a good friend, because at that time you can imagine I'm 20 something years old,disappeared when I happily, joyfully went to the prosecutor office, tried to get the justice being served. But all of a sudden, I disappeared. My mom and my parents was panicked. So my mom found a good friend, well known to the prosecutor office, and they passed a message to me. I realized this couple...was colluding with government officials so deeply. And they gave the police, prosecutors, and the courts the power to cover everything up. So I was basically an egg hitting a stone. That's Chinese words. An egg hitting the stone. You can imagine what the consequence of the egg. I had no choice but to...compromise and agreed not to pursue the case.
所以当我在那个时候，就是我的父母找到了熟悉的一个人，一个朋友带给我一个口信，说这对夫妻跟政府的关系是非常的深厚的，他们对公检法可以一手遮天。所以我如果要追讨这个案子，基本上就是鸡蛋碰石头。所以你可以想象，我必须要同意不再追溯这个案子，我才能放出来。
So I have to compromise. I got released after 1 month, 30 days. But they were still worried that this matter would spread. Of course, they don't want the people to know they are wealthy, but through very fraudulent approach. So they threatened me with arrest again if I did not leave China. In this way, I left my country with great grievance, helplessness, and disappointment.
所以不仅仅如此，他们不是说我不追究这件事情就放我一马。为了避免这件事情让别人知道，我必须要离开中国。所以在这样的情况下，我内心是很大的失望、沮丧，对于生活的失望，对于人生的失望，没有任何的信念和悲痛，离开了自己的国家。
After I left China, 2001, I became a Christian. So Jesus' teaching and the messages about forgiveness.Didn't get me because I cannot forgive. I could not forgive them at all. this matter and these two people have always a pain, a bitterness in my heart.
所以2001年我信主之后，耶稣的教导和所有的信息关于饶恕的，他没有办法改变我。我的内心对于 这件事情，这两个人的那种痛、怨恨，我没有办法饶恕。
I cannot let go of the bitterness in my heart. At the end of 2004,I saw an article in Chinese newspaper when I was in LA saying the husband became the richest person, richest man in Shanghai.
所以在2004年年底的时候，我看到在洛杉矶的世界日报说，这个就是这个男的，其实你们会知道姓周，成为了上海的首富。
What will you feel at that time? At that time, my inner defense line completely collapsed. I asked the Lord, You know what I have experienced, and why do you bless such people? And why don't you punish them instead? And why?I can't understand. At that time, there was a very small voice, very small in my heart and saying, forgive them. Remember, it's mine to avenge. I will repay. It's mine to avenge. I will repay.But I still can't let it go. I can't. Another voice, very small, in faith. You can. You can make this choice. I responded to God and said, Yes, Lord. I choose to do so.Although I still had a lot of reluctance in my heart, a lot, I firmly told the Lord that I choose to forgive them. I choose to put the sovereignty of this relationship in your hand. What I did,I burned all the documents. I burned everything. My heart was still reluctant.
所以在2004年，当我看到这个新闻的时候，我没有办法接受。我祷告说，神啊，为什么你要去祝福这样的人？难道我内心的感受你不知道吗？你不是去惩罚他们，而是你要去祝福他们。那个时候有一个很轻的声音说，深渊在我，报仇在我，你要饶恕他们。但是我还是没办法做，但是神说，你相信我，你可以，你凭着信心来做。所以我那天第一次对着这件事情，我决定来饶恕，尽管我的内心还是非常的这个痛苦。So,
at the end of 2005, which is after 1 year, maybe a little bit more, I saw another article in Chinese newspaper. The wife...was arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced for security fraud. At that time, you know, I should have been very happy, right? You know, finally, justice was served. But you know what? On the contrary, I was a little sad. I don't know why. I quietly, you know, silently came before Lord. I prayed. I say, Lord, why am I not happy? Didn't I expect them to be punished every day before? But my heart, I know I wasn't happy. God moved me to pray for her more since then. During that process, my forgiveness for them changed from reluctancy to real, to very sincere prayer. And I even began to pray for them kindly. And, you know, it's amazing. My heart of the bitterness disappeared, being replaced by kindness and true love. I know it's not come from me, for sure not come from me, because there's no feeling of love will generated in me. It is God. So in 2007, when I accidentally opened the news about them, I saw that wife Mao believed in the Lord. And she believed in the Lord in prison. At that time, I couldn't help crying with joy. I praised the Lord loudly. At that time, I understood that what Joseph said, back Genesis 45, chapter 45, he said, so it was not you who sent me here, but God. 所以在 05年的时候, 我在报纸上看到另一则消息, 说这个姓毛的, 他的妻子被逮捕了, 判刑, 是因为他的证券的这个欺诈罪。 所以那个时候呢, 当我看到这个新闻的时候, 我想我应该是很开心, 但是我没有, 反而是内心有一种痛苦, 有一种难受, 有一种悲伤。 那个时候我跟神祷告说, 神啊, 为什么我里面好像没有开心, 我不是以前每天都在向你祷告说, 要惩罚他们的吗? 但是为什么我没有内心没有任何的快感? 神那时候感动我不断地为他们继续的祷告, 特别是为他继续的祷告, 所以我可以感受到我里面的那种为他祷告时候从不情愿到慢慢地变成我从内心发自内心的那种善意, 对他们的仁爱, 对他们的爱, 就慢慢地变成了那种 就是希望他们好，最好的这个爱给他们。所以当我在07年，我同样的看到一则消息说，这个女的妻子在监狱的时候受刑的时候信了主。那个时候我看到这个消息的时候，我真的就是我没有办法，这个泪水就流出来，我真的赞美神。 因为我那个时候才真正明白了约瑟在创世纪所说的一句话，他说，领我到埃及来的不是你们，是神。因为你们知道约瑟到埃及其实是他的弟兄把他卖给埃及人的，他受尽了这个痛苦，他受尽了这个历练，但是 那个时候他才知道是神用这样的方式把他带到了埃及，以至于他可以来保护整个的家族。So, you know, Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt. And going through all the sufferings and mistreatment, but he realized at that moment, it's God. God brought him brought him here in Egypt to save all his families. So at that moment, I realized it is God saved me from I was an ambitious, I was an arrogant, I was proud person. Draw me from the path of my old life to be saved here, to be saved in Jesus Christ, and to receive the salvations God has prepared for me in Jesus Christ. And also, as our obedience, through our obedience, through our prayer, through our blessing to our enemies, God reconciled them to him. Is that amazing? The salvation reached to him, to her also. 所以神真的是非常的值得我们的颂赞。 因为我曾经是一个充满了野心、骄傲这样的一个人， 活在这个世界的淤泥当中， 但是神用这样奇妙的方式 让我得救了， 到了美国得救， 让我能够在耶稣基督里面得着救恩。 但同样的方式， 借着我们在神里的顺服， 借着我们为我们的仇敌来祷告的时候， 神让我们 借着我们这个管道， 让仇敌跟神能够和好， 神在他们身上的旨意 也得以成就。 2015 October, the Shanghai Prosecutor Office officially announced that there was no evidence in my case and that my detention was completely illegal. And they apologized to me publicly and told me that I could apply for state compensation. But I said to them, I have already gotten the best. 所以在2015年10月的时候, 就是上海的检察院公开的向我道歉, 说那个时候的那个案件是没有任何的证据, 完全是非法的这个羁押, 所以呢, 我可以申请国家赔偿。 但是我当时对他们说, 我说我已经得到最好的了, 我人生最好的我已经获得了。 So when we can love as God loves, when we are willing to be completely obedient, completely obedient to his will, we will become God's instrument and his vessel. Eventually, we can live out God's love in our life. So thank you. And today, I want to challenge every one of you to reflect on how you can put agape love into action in your own life. Is there someone you need to forgive? Is there a neighbor you could reach out to? Who needs your kindness and compassion today? And let's all strive to love like Jesus loved, transforming our world one act of love at a time. One act at a time. 所以今天我要鼓励你们思考如何在自己的生活中践行博爱，上帝的爱。 你想一下，你今天需要原谅谁？ 你可以帮助你的邻居吗？ 今天谁需要你的仁慈和同情？
让我们都努力像耶稣那样的去爱，用爱一点一点的来改变我们的世界。 So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We know you are here today. At this moment, you are touching every one of us with your grace and love, Lord. And we know your love is unconditional and selfless. And we know your love is to us when we were still sinners, Lord. And we know you died for us even when we were still refusing you, rejecting you, and be enemy of you, Lord. But Lord, now you renewed our heart. Now you give us a new spirit. Now you give us continually endless supply of your love. Now at this moment, Lord, we know we can and we must love as you loved. Lord, let us practice this, experience it, and do it. Take small actions every day in our life, Lord. We can live out your love. Even it's very small. Small as a very small obedience. Lord, transform us with your love and let us, and the people, when people see us, will know. Praise the Lord. Lord, let us living our life to glorify you, Lord, and love our enemies and love the persons who may hate us and who may reject us, who may insult us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your message, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.